French President Emmanuel Macron has this lunchtime responded to British Conservative Party leadership frontrunner Liz Truss's comments that, quote, the jury is still out on whether France is friend or foe to Britain. At the penultimate Tory leadership hustings last night, Ms. Truss questioned the relationship between the two countries and hinted at triggering a fresh Brexit confrontation over the Northern Ireland Protocol. Speaking to reporters on an official visit to Algeria this lunchtime, Mr. Macron was asked to respond to her remarks.
Listen, it's never a good idea to lose one's bearings. If you asked me, whoever happens to be the upcoming leader in the UK, I don't doubt it for a second. UK is a friend of France. We live in a complicated world. You have more and more illiberals, authoritarian democracies, balance-upsetting powers. If we cannot decide among France and the UK if we are friend or foe, and the word isn't neutral, we're going to have serious problems. So I say it clearly. The people of the UK, the nation, is a friendly, strong and allied nation, regardless of its leaders or the mistakes they can make while speaking on stage.
The French President Emmanuel Macron. Well, for more, let's talk now to Mujtaba Rahman, who's Eurasia Group Managing Director for Europe and a columnist with Politico. Mujtaba, thank you very much for taking our call this afternoon. How has these remarks by Liz Truss been greeted across France? We saw President Macron's response there. How generally is her view of the relationship between Britain and France been assessed?
I mean, I would say badly and with disappointment. There was some hope of the possibility for a reset between the UK and France in the aftermath of what's been a very difficult relationship with Boris Johnson at the helm. The French have been pushing for the creation of a European political community that would create some structure to how the EU interacts with countries that are not member states, that would create some opportunity for synergy and connection between the UK and the EU. And of course, these comments fly in the face of that. Of course, the French understand Liz Truss is campaigning for Downing Street. Of course, they understand she's at a hustings, but they're so unnecessary and they fly in the face of the global context, the war in Ukraine, Russian aggression, that it makes, I think, establishing a constructive and open relationship, the possibility to reset, much more difficult on the other side once she's in Downing Street.
Well, I mean, President Macron's response perhaps reflected some of that. It was measured. It was restrained. But perhaps the bigger threat here now to not just to Anglo-French relations, but relations between Britain and the European Union, is this threat to possibly trigger the Article 16 provision in relation to Brexit. Now, what would be the French response to something like that, do you think?
Look, I think there's a big problem with the protocol from the UK government's perspective. So escalation may take many forms. It could be Article 16. It's not Article 16. It may be the Northern Ireland Protocol Bill. What the UK government is going to want from Europe is flexibility as the two sides negotiate what the implementation of the protocol should ultimately look like. Now, in order for the EU to offer goodwill, the French are going to have to be on side. So the big problem with Liz Truss's remarks yesterday is that it makes it a lot less likely that the French will be on side, and that makes EU goodwill with the implementation of the protocol much less likely. Now, over the short term, say by the end of the year, that creates huge challenges for Liz Truss because she will be dealing with a very difficult domestic economic situation, and anything that aggravates that situation, of course, travels into the possibility of her losing an election in 2024, whenever that may be called.
Yeah, and a row with Europe, a row with France and other major European countries is not without consequence for the UK, because it has its own interests in maintaining the trade relationships and agreements that have been agreed post-Brexit.
Yes, I mean, ultimately, the trade agreement between the UK and Europe hangs on the UK government sticking to its commitments relating to the withdrawal, not least around the Irish border. I think there is a degree of impatience growing in Europe now with the UK government's lack of full implementation of the Northern Ireland Protocol. So at some point, the architecture around the future trade agreement could be at risk. And that would have an immediate impact on the strength of the UK pound. That would immediately feed into inflation. That would immediately aggravate the cost of living challenges that Liz Truss is facing. I don't yet think the incoming Prime Minister has connected all of those relevant dots. She is focused on a very myopic campaign, Tory members winning keys to Downing Street. I think once she's across the corridor, as it were, she's going to have to think, I think, a bit more broadly about some of these challenges that she will be facing.
All right, well, if she hasn't joined the dots, you certainly have helped us to do just that today. Mustapha, thank you very much indeed for talking to us.